Shoftim Perek Tes, Pasuk Ches. Yosam, the last remaining son of Gidon, besides Avimelech, who murdered all the rest, is addressing the people of Shechem, who have crowned Avimelech to be their king, but not really a legitimate king, and not really somebody who deserves to be a king. Yosam is now going to bring down a parable that is meant to really make these people think deeply about what it is that they have done and what it is that they are doing. Yosam had learned from his father that a leader of Klal Yisrael has to be a holy person, a humble person, somebody who is boreach min hakavod, who declines the position and runs away, but then does it because Klal Yisrael needs him. At the same time, their ability to grow individually is going to be limited because of all the time that they are taking on the behalf of others. You're an eved to the klal, and that's not easy to do. And so now he gives a mashal, not confronting directly his evil half-brother, Avimelech, but making it clear what he's talking about. Halo cholchu ha'etzim l'mshoach aleihem melech. In his mashal, Yosam says, the trees went to anoint for themselves a king. So all of the trees want to have one tree that will rule them all. One tree to bind them. So, Vayomaru Lazayis, Molcha Olenu. And so the trees said to the olive tree, Molcha, because the olive tree, the Zayis, is a Lashon Nekeva. So, Molcha, rule, you rule, come and rule over us. So they say to the olive tree, which is one of the most important trees, a very fine upstanding tree, one of the seven species, a symbol of the fat of the land and of goodness and of plenty. So the olive tree, rule over me. And the olive tree, Pasuk Tes, Vayomer Lahem Hazayis, Hechodalti es dishni, asher bi yechabdu elokim va'anoshim. Should I stop making oil, by which through me Hashem and humankind are honored? No. So that I can go and wave over the trees? The meaning of lanua al ha'etzim technically means to rule over the trees, but the literal translation, lanua, to wave, na'anuim, shaking, to move, the olive tree is telling us the most significant thing about being the king might not be so significant. That's one interpretation. Or another one, the fact that inconveniently you have to move all over the place to go and deal with the needs of the people. So lanua could mean worthlessness, just waving, but it could also mean the impermanence of every place where you go and everything that you do. The olive tree represents a person who is from a respected family, the Ma'am Lois tells us. People will follow. He has great yichus. He has noble ancestors. He has a fantastic family name. Olive oil represents such a person because it's used to anoint kings and kohanim. It's also used as on the utensils, on the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. It can be kept for many years without going bad, without spoiling. So much like a name is long-lasting, it's long-lasting. But deeper pshat in what's going on is that it's also a reference to one of the great leaders of Klal Yisrael. The olive tree represents, Chazal tell us, Osniel ben Kenaz. Osniel ben Kenaz was from Shevet Yehuda, which is compared to olive oil, also melucha, used for Shemen HaMishcha on the Melech. Osniel ben Kenaz had vast knowledge, and he could restore all of the halachos that had been forgotten when we were mourning over Moshe Rabbeinu. Osniel said, if I'm going to do all of this, how am I going to advance myself? I'm going to be busy with the needs of the Kehillah. Now, the olive tree did, in fact, Osniel ben Kenaz was a shofet, but a shofet, not a melech. So the olive tree has turned them down. So the trees went to the fig tree, another of the seven species, the great species of Klal Yisrael, and said, you rule over us. This one openly feminine, not molcha, but l'chi'at, you go, which is why Chazal tell us, as Rashi brings down, that this represented Devorah, who sat under the fig tree and judged Klal Yisrael. You be a king or a queen, perhaps. But Yud Aleph, Vatomer Lohem Hateino Hechedalti Yes Moski Ves Tnuvasi Hatova. Should I stop my sweetness and my good fruit that I bear? Tnuva usually means great, prosperous quantities of fruit. V'halachti lanua al ha'itzim, and I should go to rule slash wave over the trees. The fig, sweetness, good fruit, represents wealth. A person with a lot of money, the man Lois says, continuing the parable. The fruits ripen throughout the season, not just all at once, so it's continued good fortune and money constantly coming in, because it doesn't all ripen at once. You can eat figs without having to prepare them. You could dry them and be able to use them afterwards anytime you wish. And so the fig tree is a tremendous benefit to humankind. But the fig tree says, I'm not going to give up the hard work that I do on everybody's behalf in order to become a king. Rich people might want, the man Loes actually comments, honor and power, but to accept high political office they might not want to do, because then their wealth would have to be used up on behalf of the people. Remember Elimelech, in the story of Rus, Elimelech, when he picks up and leaves. Klal Yisrael is in a famine. Boaz sticks around to try to help the Jewish people, but Elimelech up and leaves. Out he goes. And he takes his wealth with him rather than to benefit Klal Yisrael at the time, which is something a wealthy person, it says, might in fact do. Devorah also was sweet to all of Klal Yisrael by devoting herself to judging everyone. And Devorah replies, the way that the story is told in the Da Sofrim, should I give up all of the Torah study that is so sweet and my nevuah for the leadership politically of the people? And she declines as well. So they've tried the olive tree and the fig tree and no good. So they're going to go to more candidates.